Speaking with Dylan Thornberry. Dylan, I understand you're a sophomore, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
At Central College?
At Central College,
and
yep.
You're studying...
Psychology and Spanish is my double major, I guess.
That's awesome, yeah. And where are you from, Dylan?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, originally.
All right, yeah. Well, cool. Well, tell us about your... you've been interning with the Iowa Immigrants' Voice Program, Legal Services... aspect?
Yeah, I have. I got into it from a Spanish class that I took, or that I'm taking currently. I guess it's almost over.
Yeah.
But, and we had the option to do sort of a service learning, like, type internship thing for class credit. And it was either that or write a long research paper.
Yeah.
So I decided that this was the much better option, and
cool.
I get to help some people along the way.
Yeah.
So it's how I got involved with this, and it was perfect for me because this is kind of the field that I think I want to get into as I graduate Central and move on with my life. And so I've learned a lot, and that's kind of how I got into it.
Yeah. What have you learned here, Dylan? What's been your experience?
Wow. I think the main thing I've learned is just what a immigration is much more complicated than what first meets the eye. You see on the, you know, you see on the news and you see in the media that, you know, just all these, you know, problems we're having with immigrants and stuff like that. But after coming here and actually speaking and knowing what these people have to go through in order to get to this country, it's complicated. Like Jody and I were talking about it. There's no line really you can just go stand in. You know, you've got to have connections, you've got to have, you know, family, and just, it's a complicated process. And this is why, I mean, I've really come to appreciate, you know, AFSC, because it helps people to understand the full process, and, you know, it'll help them out when, you know, a lot of people wouldn't. And, because I know for sure if I was an immigrant, I'd be confused. I wouldn't know what to do.
So you actually helped people fill out the forms too, didn't you?
Right. That's I kind of, you know, try to translate when I could, you know, in my broken Spanish. So I tried to help them do that. And
what sort of forms were they, Dylan? I mean, do you remember?
Yeah, I started out when I first got here. It was, I guess, I did a bunch of TPS forms. I think is
temporary protected status
for El Salvadorians. Uh-huh. And what that was basically was just them basically being, you know, residents here because the conditions in El Salvador unfit. And so I kind of started out doing that. Then I've done a bunch of lost or I needed a replacement green card forms.
I see.
And then I've done cool. Help the people fill them out, because some of them can't fully, you know, I guess, understand the questions that they're asking, and try to do my best to help them out on that.
Great. So what's your, you said future, you're like similar lines of work. What would you like to do in the future?
With my, because I'll have a Spanish background once I graduate, and I thought that, and especially after coming here, it actually kind of help solidify my choice that I want to make. I'm thinking about doing like an immigration law program.
Right.
It's some law school, and I think I want to get into this field, and really, and because I know that there are those, you know, kind of the scumbag, you know, do it just for the money type immigration lawyers, and you know, I would really it would be more like me to kind of use that degree that I have for the betterment and to help the little guy and that kind of thing. So that's kind of what I'm planning on doing right now.
That's awesome.
That's kind of the field I want to go into.
Well, we're so grateful that to have you here, Dylan.
It was awesome. I learned a lot, and I appreciate you guys having me.
All righty. Thank you much.
All right.